With KAZU News, I'm Jeremiah Edding. California has done a lot to make college accessible for undocumented residents. But once these students graduate, they're on their own. KAZU's Elena Neal Sachs reports on one CSU Monterey Bay graduate's struggle to find work.
Hi. Azul?
Yes.
Elena, nice to meet you.
I met Azul Garcia Melendres at a library in Salinas in early March. She's 22 years old.
So I was actually born in Mexico. Okay. I'm from Culiacán, Sinaloa. I came to the States when I was about 3 days before my 6th birthday, I believe. So I've been here since 2007.
2007 is an important year for anyone who applied to DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program. When the Obama administration created DACA, it was meant to protect undocumented immigrants who arrived as children, allowing them to go to school and obtain work permits.
Effective immediately, the Department of Homeland Security is taking steps to lift the shadow of deportation from these young people.
It protected more than 800,000 immigrants, but it only applied to those brought to the U.S. before June 15, 2007. Azul missed that cutoff by 3 days.
Just a mere 3 days made a huge difference.
Azul was still able to pursue higher education and receive financial aid. A series of California laws have made it easier for undocumented students to go to college. The trouble came when she tried to get a job.
Yeah, that's when I got stuck, like right after I graduated. I graduated last May. I've been trying to look for work since then. It's been very difficult.
This is the reality for the vast majority of undocumented college graduates, and that number is likely to grow. Ever since former President Donald Trump tried to terminate DACA in 2017, the program has been through the legal wringer. As it stands now, DACA isn't accepting any new applications, so only those who already have it can renew it.
DACA was meant to be temporary.
Danae Joseph is a DACA recipient originally from Belize. She's also the National Entrepreneurship Manager at Immigrants Rising, a San Francisco-based organization that works to expand opportunities for immigrants.
It was meant to be a place filler until we could work out a pathway to citizenship for the 11.5 million undocumented people that call this country home.
But a pathway to citizenship is still nowhere close to getting through Congress. And even though California laws are paving a way for the state's undocumented students to access higher education, the legislature hasn't done much to help them use that education to find a job, even during college. In January, the University of California Regents voted to delay enacting a policy that would have let undocumented students work on UC campuses. They argued the policy would violate federal law. I asked the Regents about their decision, but they didn't make anyone available for an interview. In response, just 3 weeks later, State Assemblymember David Alvarez, a Democrat from San Diego, introduced a bill that would let all public college and university students in California hold campus jobs, regardless of immigration status. It's currently working its way through committee. In the meantime, existing federal law does grant undocumented immigrants two options when it comes to finding work: becoming an independent contractor or starting a business.
We've been able to see folks who are mental health professionals, folks who are accountants. There's an array of industries that you're able to participate in, and it's supported by the education that you acquire in a college or a university setting.
But ultimately, undocumented college graduates will keep struggling to find work unless something changes at the federal level.
We are unfortunately getting further and further away from a pathway to citizenship. And I could only imagine, dependent on how the presidential election outcome looks, that we're going to get further away from what we currently see, which is already so little.
Azul, the CSUMB grad, is also keeping an eye on the presidential election.
Seeing the changes in immigration through Trump and then this presidential election, it's like a tug of war. There's always that fear, that unknowing fear that what if you get deported?
Despite that fear, Azul keeps applying to jobs. She's applied to about 40 positions in the last year.
How close to getting a job have you
gotten? Oh gosh, I was so, so close to getting a job working with kids with autism. I was kind of heartbroken because they told me, welcome to the team. And then a few hours later, I asked if they accept people that are undocumented. And they said they couldn't work with me.
And yet, Azul says she'll keep applying because she's determined to put her degree to use. Elena Neal Sachs, KAZU News.